You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Disappointing?
Disappointing, yeah, because I know how hard he worked for the fight, and yes. I know how much it meant to him, but, you know, it's boxing. You win some, you lose some. It is what it is.
How did you assess his performance tonight?
I thought overall he'd done all right. He dug deep, he showed plenty of heart and that, but it just wasn't his night tonight. After two rounds, he looked tired, and I think the weight's killed him. He's 33 now, so to get down to 12 and a half stone, he's 6'4". It's too much for him, killing him at the weight.
Mm. You can see how gutted he was as well. He's devastated.
Oh, he's devastated and gutted, but it's part of boxing, winning and losing. Fortunately, there's got to be a winner and a loser. And that's the game that we've been in all our lives, so he knows what he's getting into. But, yeah, he's got to do what he's got to do, and that's it.
Just before you go, I've got to ask your situation about yourself.
Yep.
What's going on at the moment?
Not a great deal. I've come up in my Ford van, look, proper Gippo. Have a look at it. Don't get me red gin.
Go on. No, I won't get you red gin. Don't worry, you're all right. Dillian White, can a deal be sorted out, like, ahead of all this arbitration stuff with White with WBC?
I don't know. Like, I thought that I was going to be fighting Dillian White. And then obviously, I don't know what he's doing in his own private life with the WBC. Got a court case going on, which is kind of shitty, really, because I know how long arbitrations go on for, because it took 18 months to get mine sorted with Deontay Wilder. So I hope that he doesn't get caught in the long grass. And I hope I don't have to fight somebody else, like a voluntary or whatever, but it is what it is. Whatever's going to happen will happen, and I don't care, because they're all only workouts to me. I'll destroy every man that comes in front of me, as I've been doing my last fucking all my life. It doesn't matter if it's Dillian White, Dillian Blue, or Dillian Grey. I don't care who it is.
But for you, it's about progressing your career, not waiting about and seeing what happens.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not interested in waiting for other people. I've got to do what I've got to do. I'll be fighting in February. Early March at the latest, and I'll be defending my WBC championship, and that's it.
Did you ever consider not fighting Dillian White?
Not fighting him?
Yeah. Did you ever consider that?
No, I would. And I'm due an easy fight anyway. So, yeah, he'd have been ideal, really. I need a heavy bag on legs is what I'm after, to be honest. And he'd have been the ideal candidate, to be fair. But, you know, I'm sure that he's got his own legal situations going on, and they need to sort that out first. But, you know, I don't care who to fight. I'll take the little cruiserweight guy. I'll show you how to give a little small man a good hiding. I'll run him over. He'd look like he's been run over by an 18-wheeler, just like Deontay Wilder. But I'll reverse back over him and then run him over again. That's what I'll do with him.
Tyce, how long before you kind of decide what you're going to do then? Waiting
around
for them?
I am definitely fighting end of February, early March, 1,000,000%. There is no ifs, buts or maybes about it. Or I will sack my full promotional outfit and I'll promote myself. Right. Gypsy King Promotions. There you go. What else?
So either way, you're fighting?
Either way, I'll be fighting end of February, early March. Right. That's 100% guaranteed.
Okay.
I know it is. I just don't give a damn, because the outcome's always going to be the same. I will win. And I'll knock a motherfucker out, because that's how we do it now. Detroit, what's up?
All right, no worries. Don't let you get off.
I got a big drive back to Morecambe Bay, 5 hours.
No problem.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.